No wonder the toaster wouldn't work. I didn't plug it in. My teacher says the Bible's like that too.
You can't just read the Bible. You've got to do what it says. Hi, my name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you read the Bible but then don't do what it says, well, it's kind of like putting a bag of popcorn in the microwave but forgetting to hit the start button. You'll come back 2 minutes later and have nothing but unpopped kernels. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Our story for today is called Plug It In. "Mom, I can't get the toaster to work," called William. Receiving no answer, he went to the small office where his mother was working on her computer. "I want to make some toast, but the toaster's not working," he said. "It won't heat up." Mom shuffled through papers on her desk. "Is it plugged in?"
"It always is, isn't it?"
William sighed. "I'll go check." He went back to the kitchen. "Oops," he said when he found the cord nestled against the wall. "No wonder it didn't work." He plugged in the toaster, put a piece of raisin bread into it, and was soon enjoying perfectly browned buttered toast. The next morning, William shared his toaster incident with his class at church. Their teacher, Mr. Scott, smiled. "William, your story reminds me of an important truth." He picked up his Bible. "I'm sure you all know you should read your Bible every day, right?" Heads nodded. "While that's good to do, did you know that just reading the Bible isn't enough? What you read needs to be plugged into your life."
"Plugged into my life?" asked Lena. "What do you mean by that? The Bible doesn't have a cord."
She and some of the other kids giggled. "When something is plugged in, it's used to make a change," Mr. Scott replied. "Toasters change bread. Vacuum cleaners change carpet. Phones and other devices change what we see and hear. When we trust in Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit and He changes us. One of the ways He does that is by helping us understand and obey God's Word."
"So when we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit plugs it into our lives?" William asked.
Mr. Scott nodded. "The Holy Spirit uses the truth of God's Word to change us and make us more like Jesus. As you learn more and more about Jesus by reading the Bible, your thoughts and actions will be affected." Mr. Scott smiled at the class.
"So keep reading your Bible and learning more about what it says at church, but don't stop there. Trust God to help you plug it into your life so others can see the love of Jesus in all you say and do."
Well, how about you? Is the Bible plugged into your life? It's good to read it on your own and study it with others at church, but just reading and studying isn't enough. What it says needs to affect how you live your life, and that can only happen through the Holy Spirit. As you read and learn about God's Word, trust Him to plug it into your life so your attitudes and actions reflect Jesus. Our key verse, once again, James chapter 1, verse 22.
"Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says."
And our key thought for today, the Holy Spirit changes you.
Hey, my name is producer Dylan. I work with Zach to create the Keys for Kids episodes. And since it's the beginning of the year, it's a great time to start a new habit of spending time with God. Reading and listening to Keys for Kids is a great way to do that. You can get a free subscription to get Keys for Kids in the mail, by email, on the Keys for Kids app, or on your grown-ups podcast app. Just go to keysforkids.org/getkeys to find them all. They're all free, and they're all there to help you grow closer to God. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys.
Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.